This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Kevin, welcome. First of all, the second date update, the Thunder and PT show. How's it going this morning? Any news from Michelle?
Hey, I haven't heard from her in a couple weeks, and I'm really counting on you guys to help me find out her latest.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll do our best, man. How did you guys meet?
We met at a pitch night. I've never really tried that before, so I was kind of nervous.
Yeah, and what's a pitch night?
Yeah,
Kevin,
exactly.
can you kind of bring us up to speed on what a pitch night is?
It's basically, so one of my friends actually signed to present a deck on why local singles should date me.
So, like, there's an audience there in a room that sees a bunch of, like, presentations on single people brought to them by their kind of, you know, put up there by their friends, and then they decide if they like any of
them. It's like a sales presentation.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. Do we have that right, Kevin?
Yeah, that's very accurate. You know, mingle time built in, and the last slide has your Insta or email or whatever.
Wow. Okay, so yeah. I guess so you were being pitched by a friend. So was Michelle then being pitched by one of her friends?
Yeah. I mean, I liked everything Michelle's friend said about her, so I made a point of introducing myself after.
So did the two of you hit it off?
Yeah. We ended up grabbing dinner a couple nights later.
And how'd that go? Did she, you know, live up to, I guess, her friend's hype about her, about Michelle?
Yeah.
100%. We vibed. It was great. We had an awesome time.
Okay. So there's obviously something regrettable happened. What's going on?
I don't think so. She did seem a little distracted when we said goodbye, but nothing major that I could put my finger on.
Okay. And when you say distracted, like as in other things on her mind, or was it clear she wanted nothing to do with you or what?
Well, like she was maybe thinking about what she had to, you know, do at work the next day. That's what I mean by distracted.
All right. Well, listen, I'll tell you what, Kevin, we're just going to call Michelle here. If she answers, agrees to come on, hopefully we'll get some answers here and kind of figure out what's going on in her mind and what, you know, what this pitch party and the first date and all that, you know, what that meant to her and if she wants to see you again. So I just want you to hold on right there. We're going to play a song, come back, and get some answers for you. Coming up next, the second half of Second Date Update on The Wolf.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
I'd never heard of pitch parties before, but it's sort of like a PowerPoint presentation that one of your friends gives members of the opposite sex all the great things about you.
Yeah, I mean, I liked everything Michelle's friend said about her, so I made a point of introducing myself after.
All right, that's Kevin, whose friend pitched him, and Michelle's friend pitched her. So they got together, went out, but there's been no word since that first date, so we're here to find out what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Michelle, please?
This is she?
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for picking up. Thanks for answering. We are not selling anything. We are calling from a radio station this morning, 102.9 The Wolf, and we're the Thunder and PT Morning Show.
Good morning, Michelle.
And this revolves, and I'm sorry, I should have explained this up front. We'd like to reconnect you with a gentleman that you met recently.
Do you remember Kevin?
You guys met at a pitch party.
Oh, geez.
Okay. That doesn't sound that great.
Okay, and you don't sound that excited. What? Why?
You know, I'll be honest. This is on me. He was exactly as advertised.
Exactly as advertised. And what do you mean by that?
So, like you said, we met at a Pitch a Friend event, mm-hmm. and his friend said that he is like a golden retriever.
A golden retriever. So does he like to...
What does that mean?
Does he like to play fetch or what?
No. So he strikes up conversations with anyone and everyone, and honestly, it's exhausting, and he's a little loud.
Okay, so were you hoping for some one-on-one time, and that turned into a group kind of a hang thing, or what?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, he was calling out to people across the room to ask how their food was for the entire day, and he had just met them.
Wait, so you sit down at the restaurant. This is on your...
Oh.
Okay.
Kevin, hang tight, man.
I'm so sorry. We didn't tell you, Michelle, that we actually talked to Kevin on the air here just a minute ago, and we had him hold on just in case we were able to get a hold of you. Kevin, do you know what Michelle is talking about?
I mean, I have been rightfully accused of being the life of the party, so I understand.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So, Kevin, is this something that... you can tone down a little bit, maybe be good for you to learn a little bit of, like, listening skills and stuff.
I mean, that was my inside voice. We were in a restaurant. I didn't think it was that dramatic.
I mean, I thought you were allowed the whole night we met because the place was crowded. I'm sorry, I can't date a yeller who needs to befriend everyone he encounters.
All right, so you're at the restaurant, and you're instead of having a conversation with you, Michelle, his attention was turned by anybody else there. And
like strangers and stuff?
Just at other tables or what? Are we getting this right?
Yes, okay. Everywhere, everything.
Right. So he's striking up conversations, and you, in your defense, Kevin, you're just being friendly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, but you can understand where Michelle feels a little left out, and you're on a date to kind of get to know her better, and she feels excluded from all the...
Yeah, you're yapping with other tables.
Right. We have that right, Michelle?
Yeah, and also, like, I want one-on-one time with people. Yeah. I want them to be excited to just get to know me and have quality time.
You actually want people to block out all the distractions going on instead of vice versa. We can understand that. So it doesn't sound, for you anyway, Michelle, that the description was so real, so legitimate.
So right on. Yeah.
That Kevin is like a golden retriever. I think we had that right. That you thought you wanted that, but when it got down to it, once you met him, that's really not something you're attracted to.
Yeah, I realize I'm not a golden retriever girl.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kevin, Jeez. Does all that make sense?
I mean, it is what it is, but it definitely is helpful to know now.
All right. Okay. Well, we're sure there's someone out there who can match your energy. Kevin, you sound fine to me. You don't sound that overly exuberant. You know, I've got three dogs at home, and, you know, you sound like...
Kevin, is it
like none of them.
Is it possible you were like trying to do too much to like mm-hmm. live up to the hype of this golden retriever
or show off?
Yeah,
or what?
Well, the vibe the vibe where we were was a bit more lively, and people were sort of engaging. It wasn't just like us in a corner, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe I was a little nervous too. So like it was just kind of trying to make her, you know, make myself feel comfortable and whatnot, but
that's the way you were reading the room.
I didn't read that she felt uncomfortable in the moment. So if I had, maybe I would have probably, you know, shifted. But
well, I love this idea of the pitch night. Maybe you'll hear from someone else who was at the pitch night that night.
Yeah,
Kevin and Michelle, and we just want to thank you both for joining us here on Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.